We live in a world where your mind is under constant attack. Satan is consistently via marketing, via the media, via cartoons, via movies, is influencing your mind to attack the way you think, to attack the way you behave, and to attack the way you walk in Jesus Christ. And one of the aspects that I am noticing of a lot of brothers and sisters in the Lord is our inability in modern day society to live content with what we have. Exodus 20:17, "Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's." In our modern day and age, it could be your neighbor's car, your neighbor's home, your neighbor's vehicle, your neighbor's business, your neighbor's wife. It's so hard in a modern day society to live content, to live in a state where your joy comes from the Lord. And we live in a society where everything is so fast-paced. We want everything fast, we want everything now, we want everything quick. We are to live a life of contentment, regardless of where you are, regardless of what stage you are in your life, in your ministry, in your marriage, with your children, with your family, with your job. Whenever I get around people that are negative, I usually switch the conversation around, you know, because as soon as you get around people that are going through a bad experience in life, first and foremost, don't just be quick to judge that person, you know, get to know that person and see what they're going through. Usually if a person takes time to express to you what they're going through, it's because they need somebody to listen. But after you listen and after you hear what they're going through, change the conversation a little bit to a positive, upbeat manner. "Oh, but I can't get far in my job because of this. Oh, but I can't do this. Oh, but I can't do that. Oh, but this is not going well. Oh, and oh, and oh, and oh, and oh." Speak life to that person in the name of Jesus Christ. Speak on the positive things that are happening in their lives that are blessings from God. You see, quite often we're very focused on the current harvest in our life. And in focusing on that particular harvest in your life, you forget to continue to take care of the seeds that you're planting for the future. And this is not the prosperity gospel seeds where they tell you to sow a seed, a miracle seed, and it's going to blossom. That's not what I'm saying. But the seeds of spreading the gospel, the seeds of doing good unto those that do bad unto you. Do not stop doing the right thing just because they do the wrong thing, because then you're messing up the harvest. "Oh, but at my job, I'm getting nowhere." So because you're not seeing the harvest right now at your job, you're going to stop working hard? You're going to stop working with integrity? You're going to stop doing the right thing? And you're going to start gossiping and complaining and moaning? No. I repeat, just because you're not seeing the harvest right there in front of you right now, that's not an excuse to stop planting those seeds, because people don't get far off in life because they stop planting the right seeds in Jesus' name, man. And we need to start having a wider perspective of life so that we can live more content. We need to stop thinking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months, even a year or two in advance. We need to think a little bit wider than that and see the bigger picture. You don't understand why you're going through the trials that you're going through right now. But I promise, in due time, you will see why. It will all make sense. But you have to keep on seeking the kingdom of God. But you have to keep on planting the seeds of the gospel to any brother, to any sister in the Lord. If you're in a marriage and your spouse is not doing the right thing by God, don't you stop doing the right thing by God. Keep on planting those seeds. Keep on watering those seeds. Keep on trimming away any type of bad weed that's growing among those seeds, and you're going to see that it's going to blossom. For in Psalm 84:11, "For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. The devil loves to tell you that you deserve better than what you have. The devil loves to sound exactly like you and whisper in your ear that you need to do way better than you're at right now. Live content. And by all means, the same way the devil will always tell you and try to get you to covet other people's stuff, there's also godly conviction too. For there are many of us in the body of Christ that could be way ahead more in life and in ministry if we would follow God's commandments and instructions. And God convicts our hearts and tells us, you know what? You could be at a better spot, but you chose to do the wrong thing. And if God convicts you of that, repent and do the right thing by God. For God is faithful. God is faithful. And live content. For you came into this earth without anything. You came into this earth but naked. And look at you now. Many of you are battle scarred. Many of you are just about to give up. I get it. If I didn't get it, why do you think I would be making these devotionals, man? I get it. I could be talking about all sorts of world events that are happening and have 1,000 people watch videos and do all of this stuff. And everything has its due time. And yes, we have to cover those topics. But there is a body of Christ that is hurting. There's a body of Christ that is wounded. And there's a body of Christ that needs to know that God loves you. And that God understands what you're going through. And in due time, if you continue to seek his kingdom, if you continue to do the right thing, God will take care of your problem. Just have faith and live content, whether everything's going great or everything's going bad. Live content. For it is better to be poor. Proverbs 28:6, better is the poor that walketh in his uprightness than he that is perverse in his ways, though be rich. Don't be envious of the heathen. Don't be envious of successes of others. As I mentioned, others are successful because they've actually put in the work too. Let's be honest about that though. There's a lot of people that put in a lot of work. There's a lot of atheists that work 70, 80, 90 hours a week. And there's a lot of disciples of Christ who can't work 30. Let's be honest about that. And certainly that doesn't apply to all. But I'm just giving you an example. I know brothers and sisters in the Lord. And that happens often. So as you live content, it's okay to have godly goals and godly dreams to achieve things. For that's not a bad thing for you to want to achieve things in Christ. But while you're on that process, live content every day of your life. Deuteronomy 6:11-13, I'll leave you with this. In houses full of all good things, which thou fillest not, and wells digged, which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees, which thou plantest not, when thou shalt have eaten and be full. Then beware lest thou forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him, and shalt swear by his name. Live content every single day, for every single thing that you have right now, even if according to your eyesight is not the best, live content. And as you prosper in the Lord, if that does happen, don't forget God. Don't forget God. For as I mentioned, it is better to be poor and walk in his uprightness than to be perverse and be rich. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your mercy and we thank you for your grace. We thank you for the ability for us to come before you, Lord, from across the whole world. Brothers and sisters in South America, brothers and sisters in North America, in Africa, Russia, all over the world. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for allowing us to come together to hear your word. Allow us to be able to spread this word to our families, spread this word to our brothers and sisters in Christ near us, so that we can continue to reach people and plant those seeds. Because at the end of the day, nothing that we can gather in this world, nothing we will be able to take with us when we go to heaven. It all stays. It's all going to perish. It's all going to perish. So allow us to be content. Allow us to live joyful lives. Allow us to make the best of things, even when the world does not want us to make the best of things. Allow us to live content, joyful, happy, and just continue to walk in your ways. In the name of Jesus, amen. God bless you. Thank you for watching. Thank you for passing by each week. I'm working on a new documentary on singularity that should be up next week. God bless each one of you, and thank you very much for passing by, for your support, for your prayers. Have a good day.